This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yes, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some of us are wondering how could it be so quick? And others may be thinking it's been so long. I think most people today are on the quick side. And that is about how fast Ramadan has transpired. And people are saying it's the fastest ever. For me, it's been long. It's been a really, really long Ramadan. I feel it's been Ramadan forever. And some are going to be saying, you know, alas, Ramadan has left us. And some are going to be saying, well, alhamdulillah, that it's Eid and I don't have to fast and I'm not going to be awake all night. You know what? It's okay to be from either party. Even it's okay to say that you're glad Ramadan is finished from the point of view of you've suffered and it's been hard and it's been tough. Obviously, every believer is enjoying the fruits of Ramadan. The shaitan is chained. You know, there are blessings, so many blessings in this month. How Allah has made it a month of forgiveness. How Allah has made it a month of opportunity. A month of so many opportunities. In terms of sadaqah and dhikr and reading Quran and the rewards and benefits of fasting. And some of those benefits we haven't been able to experience them this Ramadan for many of us because of still being in a state of lockdown. So those great iftars where we're sharing with our brothers, alhamdulillah, breaking fast with them, being in the masjid with them. So for many of us, that maybe hasn't happened, but maybe we spent more time with our families. So it's been replaced by another blessing. Whatever it is, brothers and sisters, it's okay. You don't have to like or enjoy a particular act of worship. And you don't have to feel bad if you feel that Ramadan is tough. And you don't have to feel bad that you're feeling happy that it's the fasting's finished and I can eat and drink again. You don't need to feel bad about that. That's okay. Because, you know, we're not Muslims because it feels good necessarily. I mean, overall, of course, being a Muslim should feel good. I guess from the point of view of knowing Allah and following his deen and being on the path is what we have been created for. But that path is often hard. That path is often tough. That path is often wrought with hardships and difficulties and trials and tests and tribulations. Because that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. He said that when Allah created the paradise, he said to Jibreel, "Oh Jibreel, go and look at my paradise and tell me what you think." So Jibreel went, he looked at paradise, came back, he said to Allah, "Allah, anybody who hears about it, they will enter it." You mean, because it's so beautiful, if you just hear about what's in Jannah, you'll do whatever it takes to get there. And then Allah surrounded paradise with difficulties and hardships and tests and trials. And then he said, oh, Jibril, now go and look at my paradise and tell me what you think. And Jibril said, oh, Allah, I'm afraid that nobody will enter it. And the same with hellfire. Allah created the hellfire. He said to Jibril, look at it, tell me what you think. And Jibril said, anyone who hears about it, they will never go there. But then Allah surrounded it with temptations and ease and comfort. You see? And then Jibril, he said, Jibril, tell me now what you think. And Jibril said, I'm afraid no one will escape it. So this is the reality. This is the reality of our life. The path to hellfire is a path mostly that is a path of ease and comfort and, you know, all sorts of things that we like. And the path to paradise is surrounded by difficulties and hardships. Some of those hardships may be the things that Allah has ordered us with, because that's what it is. It's a trial, it's a test. You know, to be patient in the face of calamities and to be firm upon the acts of worship, even though they are difficult. And that's why they have a big reward. We get a big reward because they are hard. This is why I feel more inclined to think that the reward for fasting Ramadan and standing in Qiyam and doing that with Iman and hope in Allah is that your sins are forgiven, means all of your sins, not just the minor sins, like Hajj. Because Ramadan is really, it's not easy. Like Hajj is really not easy. I mean, relatively, your sins are forgiven, your minor sins are forgiven for praying five times a day. It would seem strange that the reward of the whole of Ramadan is the same as just praying five times a day. However, some scholars are of the opinion, that, you know, the major sins need to be repented from. Allah knows best. But that's something we can expect at the end of this month. If we have fasted and we have prayed, and we've done that with hope and expectation that Allah will forgive our sins. Subhanallah. So it's a great and powerful act of worship, and it's nearly finished now. For many of us, this may be the last Ramadan we ever have. I remember reading that some scholar said that if you could come back and just complete one act of worship, meaning, you know, after you've died and you could come back, there's one thing you could do, one thing you could repeat, you would wish it would be Ramadan. And indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he encouraged us to fast. He said, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like fasting, which is, obviously I agree with it because the Prophet said it. Whatever the Prophet said, I agree with sallallahu alaihi wasallam 100%, but meaning I agree with it from the point of view of experientially, I would say I have to concur. Fasting is, there's definitely nothing like it from the point of view of, in my opinion, its difficulty and its challenge. And the Sahaba also used to consider fasting really challenging and really difficult. It was one of the things that many of them really struggled with. But you know, these things that we can find them difficult and have some sort of love and connection to them at the same time. So it's definitely for me, brothers and sisters, been hard. Have I accomplished everything that I set out to do this Ramadan? Not yet. Because another thing that I've really struggled with, I did have an intention to try and read the Quran 1.5 times. And I think that with Allah's permission and Allah's help, unless something catastrophic happens, I will just about finish it one time. I'm not going to get that other half in. That was a bit ambitious of me. And that's been really difficult, like to the extent that I've had to drop everything. I haven't read any other books. I've literally stopped. I do some regular online courses that I do because I'm always trying to improve myself in different ways. Basically, almost everything has been dropped except for this e-reminder that I've done. Even my show I did with Abu Bakr, with Abdul Haq Baker, we stopped it. I've kept doing this and a few other things, obviously talks and lectures I've been asked to do and live appeals that I've been doing. Almost every, well, in the beginning, every few nights and now every night, which has been really, really, really exhausting because they're all night and this has just left me super drained. So what I really want to talk about, brothers and sisters, is it's never too late. It's actually never too late. And what I mean is, even yes, we have one or maybe 2 days left. What is today? Today is the 28th. So tomorrow, the 28th day. So tonight is going to be the 29th night. And so, yeah. So we can fast 29 or 30 days. So tomorrow could be the last day, theoretically. Subhanallah. Is it too late? No, it's not. It's not too late. Because tonight still could be Laylatul Qadr. It could be. And subhanallah, you know, as the scholars talked about this, they said, you know, like a horse, when a horse is racing. And I've never raced, well, I have raced horses, but not seriously. I've raced horses in the desert with, you know, my family and friends, like as a fun thing, not like a jockey racing, but, you know, like I'll race you to that next sand dune type thing. I've done that. But when we used to go out in the desert near the pyramids, we'd go out riding with the horses, and the horses would always know when it's time to get, when we're heading home. And when they sense that, they'd pick up their pace, and you'd have to sometimes really hold the horses back. Once they knew you were going home, like, it's really hard to turn them around. Like, they would not be happy if you decided to go back out into the desert again. It was like, they would pick up the pace. That's what they would do. You know, you could feel it. You could feel it's like, they're just so happy to be heading back to the stables, right? And you see, don't be less smart than the horse. You see, the horse knows when the race is finished and he picks up his pace. And that's the same with us. The race is nearly finished, brothers and sisters, right? Don't step up now, right? Don't start watching movies now. Don't start looking at all rubbish stuff and wasting your time with haram things. No, this is the time to buckle down and make absolute use of these last few hours, because we're counting the hours now, brothers and sisters. We're not counting the days, we're counting the hours left. But these are still blessed days. These are still days in which there is so much blessing. These are still days in which your ibadah and your prayer and your dhikr and your reading Quran, right? And you're enjoining the right and forbidding the wrong. And all of these things are amplified. And it could still be Laylatul Qadr tonight. It could be, because it's an odd night. Any night of the last 10 nights could be Laylatul Qadr. I'm sure you've heard this so many times now. And I was discussing this, subhanAllah, just with my wife, because the hadith mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was coming out of his house, and he found two Muslims arguing. And when he saw them arguing, he was so upset. He was so upset. Subhanallah. I mean, we should pause and think just about that. about arguing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he found Muslims arguing, he was upset. How would the Prophet be if he found us the way we are today? Divided, bickering, fighting, killing each other even. Of course, the Prophet knew that we were going to do that. He mentioned it. He even mentioned that that was what was going to happen. And he, subhanAllah, how sad he must be knowing that. So even to find his companions arguing, and it's not a good characteristic. Arguing is not something that is approved of at all. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he's a contender for a house in paradise for the person who leaves off arguing, even if they are right. And many times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, described that the believers, their characteristics, they're not argumentative. You know, and actually they, you know, what did they say to the ignorant people? Salama. They don't get involved in argumentation. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw two companions arguing. He was upset. And then he said, I came out to inform you of the Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. But because I found you arguing, I forgot. And he said, maybe that's better for you, which is also so beautiful. Because I was talking about this, I think it was last week I was talking about this, how subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's always finding the positive, something positive, mashallah. Even it seems so negative, but he looks for a positive angle. And maybe it is good for us, because if we just knew that it was on one night, we'd just put all our effort into that night. But now what do we know? The Prophet said it's in the last 10 nights. And he told us it's... So he said it's in the last 10 nights. So was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did Jibreel, was the Prophet told that it was one particular night? Or was he going to be told details about that night so that we could identify it? And the Prophet did tell us some signs, some things that could let us know what night it was. And many scholars have opinion that Laylatul Qadr moves, right? It moves through the nights. It's not fixed on one particular night. And that could be what Jibreel was hinting at. And the Prophet said, look for it on the if you can't look for it on every one of the odd nights, look for it on the odd nights. So is this because the Prophet knows that Allah is witr and he loves what is witr? And he is, you know, he's thinking it's most likely to be on those last 10 nights, the odd ones. And he said, and if you can't look for it on every odd night, look for it on the 25th, the 27th and 29th. So that's the most we have. Right, some companions did swear that it was on the 27th. Many scholars' opinion that it was the 27th. Right, as I said, others have also said that it moves, it's not on one particular night, so it could still be tonight, brothers and sisters. So, even if this is your last night in the Ramadan and you've done nothing, right, if you catch Laylatul Qadr, think about it, even if you wasted your whole life and you still caught Laylatul Qadr, then that's 1,000 months of worship. That's a lifetime. And you know what? This is what I mean, brothers and sisters. This is what I mean. This religion is a religion of so many opportunities, so many blessings that Allah has given us. You see? And to be honest, if you were really crazy, not really crazy, I don't mean it in a bad way, I mean here, good crazy, yeah. You could even possibly complete the whole Quran. You'd have to be quite good at reading Quran in the sense that you practiced it a lot. But you may even be able to do that if you started right now and you just did nothing except read the Quran and say your prayers. You might even be able to finish the Quran if you started now. By the end of Ramadan, you would have to read non-stop, I reckon. But, you know, Uthman ibn Affan used to read the whole Quran in one night. He used to read it in his prayers every night, subhanAllah. So it can be done. There's no doubt about it. You might even be able to do it twice. Me, I would find that really hard. I mean, my honest thing is I will read the Quran maybe for 2 hours. That's really it. I have to take a break. I will find it way too intense to be able to keep at it. It's really, subhanAllah, respect to those people who can do that. But it's one of those things. I guess it's like anything. You have to work on it. But I guess if you really want to do it, you could still do it, brothers and sisters. You can still give charity. There's so many live appeals. So maybe you could just hop from probably 1,000. So probably you can hop from one to the other, right? Giving generously to each one. SubhanAllah, you could do that. You could still feed the orphans and the, you know, the care for the widows. You could say something beautiful to your mum and, you know, serve her and find paradise at her feet, maybe. Yeah, there's so many things you could do, brothers and sisters. Support the Dawah. So many things that you could do in this last little moment to save yourself. Because that's what the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save yourself from hellfire. Save yourself. Do something. Do something to save yourself from Jahannam. Even if it's with a date. So there you go. Even if you just gave someone a date to break their fast, maybe that saves you from hellfire. Or if you haven't fasted, well, if you give, you know, 30 people something to break their fast with, that's like 30 fasts you get rewarded for. SubhanAllah. Because that's what the Prophet said. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever gives someone something to break their fast with, they get rewarded of that person's fast. And even a cup of water if you give them something, let alone if you feed them completely so they actually get fed. So you know what? It's never too late. And actions are judged by their endings. Don't remember that. So everybody, whether you've done nothing, you can change. You can change. And if you have been powering it through this Ramadan, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, don't, you know, make sure you just increase. Do even more, right? Do even more. And one of the most important things, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you finally, is intentions, right? At least make the resolve, at least make the firm intention to make the absolute most and get the absolute benefit of these last few moments of this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah help us all to do that. May Allah allow us all to finish this Ramadan with real strength, with many good deeds, with drawing closer to Allah, with good intentions and firm resolve. And let's not collapse at the last hurdle. Absolutely not, brothers and sisters. Let's power it through. Make the best of it. Because that's, you know, the real testimony. The real, you know, that's how our deeds are judged, by their endings. Our life is judged by its ending. You know, that's why the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that a person does the deeds of the people of paradise, but what is written for them overtakes them. And then they do the deeds. They're just a handspan. A handspan. That's like how we are. We're just now a handspan away from the end of Ramadan. Right? So you may have fasted and done good for this whole Ramadan. You're a handspan away, and then you mess it all up with some big haram thing. How do you think? What's your conclusion then of your Ramadan? What's the conclusion of your life? If you do the deeds of people of paradise at the end, and then the end, you do the deeds of the people of hellfire. You make shirk, you make kufr. You do something terrible, and you go to hell. SubhanAllah. Or, and this is just to make sure, just don't ever You know, don't stop guarding yourself against falling into evil. Don't ever think, yeah, I'm there, until you are there. Like Ahmed ibn Hanbal, when he was dying and on his deathbed, he was saying, not yet, not yet. And they were trying to get him to say Shahada. He was saying, not yet, not yet. Can you imagine? So they said, why? When he sort of came back from his illness, he recovered a bit. They said, what were you saying? He said, Shaitan came to me, said, oh, you escaped me because of your knowledge and piety. You escaped me. And he said, no, he was saying, not yet, not yet. Said to Shaitan, he's saying, no, not yet. Subhanallah. Because the only time you've really escaped Shaitan is when you've died with La ilaha illallah. Then that's it. You've done it. But until then, right until that last moment, same brothers and sisters, let's just power through. Let's keep giving sadaqah. Let's keep praying. Let's keep up those fasts. Let's keep reading Quran, whatever it is we're doing, alhamdulillah, right up until the last moment. And it could be as well, you see, that a person does the deeds of the people of hell, and then they're a handspan away from it, and they start doing the deeds of the people of paradise. Because of it, they go to paradise. How do you want to end your Ramadan, brothers and sisters? How do you want to end your life? This is the last sprint. Just gather all your energy. Alhamdulillah, you're nearly over the line. If you've done good, do more good. If you haven't, doesn't matter. You still got a day or two left. You still got a night or two left. Make the best of it, brothers and sisters. May Allah make us the best of the best. May Allah make us better and better every day in every way. Increase us in iman and taqwa and good health. And that's it, brothers. And may Allah support all our brothers and sisters suffering all over the world. Especially our prayers have to be with the Muslims in Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, but everywhere, because they're still suffering in concentration camps in China, in Kashmir. The Rohingya, still there, still so much suffering. And many other places, you know, I didn't mention them, but it doesn't mean they've been forgotten. They haven't been. They shouldn't be. We're one body, brothers and sisters. We are one body. We are one ummah. That's the truth. Subhanallah. And we're a blessed ummah. And even this suffering is part of the blessings. It's better we suffer a bit in this life, and then Allah takes it easy with us on the next. That we get deluded with wealth and power, and then we go to hell. May Allah protect us. We don't want that. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.